peace, not war, with Iran. Warmongering Republicans have worked themselves into a lather over President Donald Trump saying in a recent interview that he would prefer a nuclear deal with Iran over war. I said, "I hope you're going to negotiate, because it's going to be a lot better for Iran," Trump told Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo. Trump was referring to a letter he sent to Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. "There are two ways Iran can be handled, militarily, or you make a deal," he said. "I would prefer to make a deal, because I'm not looking to hurt Iran." Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been agitating for war with Iran for over a decade and would like nothing more than to drag the United States into it. Ukraine targets U.S. officials. According to independent media outlet The Gray Zone, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, has been implicated in funding a Ukrainian organization called MALFOR, which labeled Vice President J.D. Vance, when he was a senator, along with other U.S. officials and public figures as foreign propagandists aligned with Russia, because those individuals wanted to end the war. Established in 2019, MALFOR describes itself as an open-source intelligence community platform that collects lists of Ukrainian enemies to bring war criminals to justice. The group's website identifies USAID and the U.S. Civil Research and Development Fund, CRDF, as partners, meaning there was financial and operational backing from U.S. government agencies. Lowest support ever for Israel. According to a new Gallup poll, for the first time ever, a minority of Americans, only 46%, say they are sympathetic to the Israelis. It is the lowest support Gallup has logged in 25 years of tracking the issue. A 21st century black death. As the new Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s first initiative should have been to make Americans more healthy by encouraging them to quit junk food and exercise more, but that's not what he did. On March 3, RFK Jr. announced America's preeminent health organization would be going after Columbia University for the university's ongoing inaction in the face of relentless harassment of Jewish students. RFK Jr. announced the creation of the Federal Task Force to Combat Antisemitism, which would be going after millions of dollars in federal grant money given to Columbia. Administrators at Columbia had actually called in a SWAT team to remove pro-Palestine student protesters, who were peacefully occupying a college building, but that apparently wasn't good enough for RFK Jr. Antisemitism, like racism, is a spiritual and moral malady that sickens societies and kills people with lethalities comparable to history's most deadly plagues, said RFK in his press release on the issue. A Biden cronies housing scam. The Department of Government Efficiency recently took steps to cancel a $215 million contract for a Texas nonprofit that operated a housing facility for migrants. The catch was, the housing facility sat empty for months with no one occupying it. Who benefited from the wasteful deal? The administrator of the nonprofit was an immigration official who had worked in the Biden administration. No way to stop it. Whether you like it or not, completely automated cars will soon be traveling on the roads around the country. Zooks, an Amazon-backed self-driving taxi company, has already been rolling out cars in cities in the United States. Regulators want to pump the brakes, however. According to reports, Zooks failed to meet vehicle safety standards because the cars lack the basics like a brake pedal, a steering wheel, and rearview mirrors. In 2024, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, produced a report as part of a review of Zooks that noted, without a steering wheel or other human controls, there is no way for a person to drive the car if it goes out of control. Zooks has asserted that the vehicle's technology, backed by artificial intelligence, complies with the agency's standards. End the Fed. Representative Thomas Massey, Republican Kentucky, recently reintroduced an End the Fed bill, officially titled the Federal Reserve Board Abolition Act, H.R. 1846. The measure would abolish the privately owned and controlled Fed. Americans would be better off if the Federal Reserve did not exist, he said in announcing his bill. The Fed devalues our currency by monetizing the debt, causing inflation. Spring forward, fall backward. Since 2022, 20 states have permanently adopted so-called daylight savings time DST, the period of the year when Americans spring forward 1 hour to shift more daylight into the evening hours. Those states include Alabama, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Minnesota, Mississippi, Montana, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming. States, by federal law, can only remain on standard time year-round, something done in Hawaii and parts of Arizona, but they cannot choose to stay on DST unless there is congressional action allowing them to do so. Earlier this term, Senator Rick Scott, Republican Florida, introduced the Lock the Clock bill, which would make DST year-round. It is stuck in committee. Blue Ghost on the Moon. On March 2, the privately owned company Firefly announced that its unmanned Blue Ghost spaceship completed its 45-day mission to the moon, landing on its surface that day. Firefly is now the first commercial company in history to achieve a fully successful moon landing. As AFP goes to press, the ship is sending high-resolution photos back to Earth, including photos of the Earth eclipsing the sun. Musk's dead satellites. There are growing concerns that there could be problems related to the thousands of satellites that Starlink has launched in the sky and are currently orbiting Earth. According to the latest reports, every few years, Starlink needs to replace older satellites with newer ones, and the lifespan of around 500 of the first-generation Starlink satellites has already ended. There are currently around 7,000 satellites being operated by Starlink, and the company is planning to refresh its satellite network every 5 years. Starlink representatives say the satellites will burn up entirely upon re-entry to Earth's atmosphere, but researchers worry about falling debris as well as pollution that will come about from these dead satellites. New UFO documentary. A new UFO documentary titled The Age of Disclosure has been making waves since it debuted at a recent film festival in Texas. The documentarian behind it, Dan Farah, told reporters about the secret effort involved to make what he is calling the most credible non-fiction movie ever about the topic. According to published reports, what makes The Age of Disclosure stand out among the thousands of previous UFO film and TV documentary efforts over the past several decades is that Farah only included on-record interviews with current and former senior members of the U.S. government, military, and intelligence community who say they have direct knowledge of unidentified anomalous phenomena, the official name for UFOs. Democrats block bill. In early March, the House of Representatives passed landmark legislation that would ban all males from competing in female sports, something that 80% of Americans support. The measure, however, died in the Senate as Democrats moved to block the perfectly reasonable bill. It required a 60% majority.